Hello, so this is my first ever podcast. I'm a little bit nervous, so, and excited at the same time. But it's something that I've seen a lot of celebrities, famous people do and mention how important it is to do a podcast and let other people hear ideas that they've also, you know, thought about. And it's a very important tool that people use to share their information to help other people out. And I thought about also going and trying out a podcast. My name is Rogelio Paula Fox Jr. I'm 28 years old right now. I'm in a point in my life where I'm trying to discover new ideas, try new things, challenge myself to get better at everyday things, everyday goals. I try to follow a lot of big, famous people, mentors that base a lot of stuff on not giving up, working hard, good work ethics. And I want to learn as much as possible. I want to learn as much as I can, and I know that the more I know, the better. I'm going to start this podcast off with what I want for my future and what my goals are to improve my own life. A great thing that I saw from Warren Buffett was to make a list of my 25 goals and choose my five most important ones and focus on those. My five goals that I have for myself that I'm currently working on every day. Starting with number one would be a better person than I was yesterday. I try to focus every day on this. Try to be a better person than I was the day before. Things that I did at work, things that I did overall on my own, the way I treated people, the way I did a certain thing, I try to be a better person. I try to improve on daily things that I always have to do every single day, but try to do them better than I did the day before. Sometimes I look at myself on the mirror and I tell myself, you know, you can do better, or you know, you react to a certain situation a certain way, but you can do better. And so that's pretty much what my goal means when I mean try to be a better person than I was yesterday. My second goal is to grow our family business, the one that me and my father and my brothers have. The business overall is being in the agriculture business. We are a four-man company. We have a crew to pick tomatoes. We also have tractors and other equipment to transport tomatoes. We've been in the business for more than 20 years. And we really enjoy the business. I mean, the business is big. There's a lot of different stuff to do in the business, from focusing on the labor, investing time in the crew, get them to do a good job on a daily basis, to the equipment, investing time in the equipment, and there's a lot of stuff to the equipment. There's always mechanical issues, DOT, things that DOT pretty much means like Department of Transportation. There's always rules you have to follow by them, so you have to invest a lot of time into that too. So pretty much the whole thing of growing my family business is another goal that I have. That I want to focus on the business. I want to be there every single day and try to bring new ideas, innovation, tactics, strategies, and see what I can do better than, say, my father was doing, and hopefully also work with my father always. Also bring ideas from my brothers and other people from the outside that are also working in the same type of business. My third goal I have is to invest in my stock portfolio. I've currently been doing stocks for the past year. I definitely have a lot to learn. It's a everyday thing, and I have a lot of learning to do on it still. A lot of reading I need to do on it. A lot of maturity, definitely, because stocks are wild. They move very quick, up and down, and there's no room for emotions. As I've seen a lot of people that I look up to talk about, you can't put emotions in it. You have to be strong on that aspect, and you have to understand that's how the stock market is. So I also want to invest in a stock portfolio so that in the future that can pay out. It can reward me for investing right now that I'm young, and 20 years from now it can help me out where I'm at. So I'm definitely investing for the long term. The fourth thing that I have as my goals right now is to take better care of myself. That's definitely one that I should probably, I guess overall ranking, it doesn't matter. I guess they're all important to me, but definitely something I want to be focused on is taking care of myself. And I think everybody should be, taking care of themselves. Your body is the only body you'll ever have in your life, and it's the only one that you'll get to have, unless, in the future you can, repair it by some mechanical stuff or whatever. But overall, the body we have, is something that we have to take care of. And I think to myself, I wanna exercise more. I wanna run, and a lot of times I struggle to do that. I struggle because stuff comes up, and I get distracted, and I don't focus on it. And that's something that I wanna change about myself. I wanna focus more on myself, and have at least that hour of going out for a run or doing some push-ups, something to get my body doing some workouts. And in the afternoon, I try to play soccer whenever I can. I love the sport of soccer, playing it. And I think it's great for my body. And my last goal right now is I haven't written down. My last goal currently, can't remember exactly which goal that was, but overall that's my point. Having 5 goals, try to focus on those 5 goals, even if you can't remember them. I know that it'll help you. Definitely help you focus on those 5 goals, and then eventually, as they start happening, you can start focusing on the other 25 goals that I told you about. Oh, okay. I just saw my list. Alright, my last goal was to save money. I'm a person that enjoys spending money, and sometimes I can be careless with money, and my brother, he is not careless with money, and that's why I enjoy working with other people, and especially with my brother, because he brings a different aspect than what I am. So there's something that I want to focus on is saving money. I know that it's very important. Creating more capital and for the company and for me, myself. So that's a goal I put for myself, to try to find ways to save. I know there's a bunch of great apps online that can help you with managing money. So I definitely want to focus more on those type of things. And those are my 5 goals. Some main things I want to mention that are very important, that we as people try to improve on, and me personally, I wanna improve on, is the fact that sometimes I start a certain task and it becomes very difficult to keep my focus on it. You know, sometimes I'll start reading a book, and after a couple pages, I'm like, I'm tired of this, or I'm getting sleepy. And so, finding a way of keeping your focus on that certain task would be amazing. I know I sometimes struggle with that. I struggle with being able to continue doing that certain task, and it really bothers me when I can't focus for such a long time. Even though I know that it's something that I really want to do, you know, lately I've been trying to read a lot more books. I'm starting to have books laying around, but I don't really ever get to finish a book because I can't focus the whole time in finishing that book. I know about 2 weeks ago, there was actually this one book, and I read the whole thing, and I felt great. I felt like I had accomplish something, and so I want to continue being able to do that. I want to continue being able to focus more and be able to read more books. And I think reading books is great because you learn a lot of new stuff, you know. There's things that you don't know, and unless you speak to new people or hear other podcasts or read books, then you won't know them. So I think it's a great tool to use. And I think it's something that we all have available. It's simply we have to invest that time into it. So focusing is something I definitely want to do more. Try to find ways to focus more. Reading books is another thing that is something very important. Keeping up, I think another one would be keeping up with my overall health. Sometimes, you know, on a busy day, I'll just catch anything to eat. Pretty much find anything to munch up on. And I definitely think that we all need to focus on our health. Because you get distracted and you eat whatever you want, and I think in the long run you're just hurting yourself. You're not leading to nothing good. I'm glad I'm just doing a podcast, because if I was doing like a video recording, then I would just, you know, I would feel like I'm doing even more horrible than I'm doing right now in this first podcast ever. But I'm glad to myself that that's something that also I think is important. Taking yourself out of your comfort zone. Because this is definitely something that I'm not comfortable doing. I've never been able to be a... Well, I felt like I've never been able to be a speaker. I'm not too happy with the way I sound. But I think maybe everybody overall is probably feeling that way. But I know I'm a person that doesn't like speaking out loud. I feel, you know, self-conscious about the way I sound. In school, I struggled speaking out. I know I had a speech class, and I remember when I felt like I didn't need speech, and everybody else said, "Yes, you do." So I guess as I got older, it became one of my struggles, and I've never really done nothing to be able to bring myself out of that uncomfortable zone. And so I'm thinking to myself right now, definitely, you know, maybe recording podcasts, hearing myself, and start making myself more comfortable with myself, and understanding that we're not all gonna sound the same, but as long as you're willing to bring yourself out of that uncomfortable zone, I know that I'll be able to speak wherever I want to. And that's something that I want to be able to speak wherever I want, because sometimes I feel like I have great ideas, and I only share those ideas with people that are close to me. But I want to be able to share those ideas with whoever is present, and because I know that in that moment my idea can be great. But if I don't feel comfortable speaking out, then it's not going to happen. They're never going to get to hear the idea. So speaking out is definitely something that I want to improve on. And more than improve, I want to feel comfortable with. I want to feel happy with the way I sound, happy with the way I'm speaking, and just knowing that I can share my idea with that person or that group, which group speaking is even more difficult. So you're in front of a group, you start consciously thinking of the way you're gonna sound and what you're gonna say and how they're all staring at you, you know. So that's also another thing that I definitely want to improve on. Definitely want to get more comfortable with. And I think overall we should all look at all the things that make us uncomfortable and know that we're all probably going through that same thing that the other person is going through. We're probably all, you know, we're all individuals trying to become better persons, and we're probably all trying to go through, we're all going through the same situation. But if we don't feel comfortable sharing it, or we don't feel comfortable speaking out, then they won't know we're going through the same thing. But I'm sure we are, and like I thought to myself, you know, I have to find a way to come out and get more comfortable. So there's definitely a lot of things that I want to improve, but overall, you see or you hear, you don't see, but you hear me talking, and I'm sure that you feel like, man, this guy is everywhere. But a lot of times, that's how I feel my mind is. You know, it's everywhere. It's scrambled up. I'm trying to organize it, trying to put it together. I'm trying to just focus on one thing, but man, my focus is everywhere. I'm just, you know, I got my mind going on this thing, this and this other thing, and I got my tongue tripping up on itself, so, you know, it's definitely everywhere. But I guess the main goal would just be become a better person than yesterday. And I guess that's pretty much what I meant. You know, I try to focus on not getting distracted. Especially now, you know, there's a lot of bad distractions every single day, you know. From, you know, not doing the work that we have to do, not working hard enough, being on social media, just scrolling through Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, just scrolling through those things and not focusing on myself. Bad distractions, not eating healthy, eating junk food, eating McDonald's, and I mean, McDonald's as a stock is an amazing stock, but McDonald's as food is a horrible meal, you know. Same thing goes for Facebook. Facebook as a stock is an amazing thing, and as an app, it's a bad thing because it distracts you a lot. So I guess overall, everything that's bad to you, everything that's bad to you is bad. Yeah, I guess so. But a lot of things that take up a lot of your time are bad to you. But as stocks, they're amazing, I guess, you know. So that's a good point of view. I just thought about. But like I said, my head is everywhere. You know, I'm trying to control it. And a great thing I read on a book once was, and it was an audiobook, because audiobooks are also great as well. A thing I read on an audiobook, or I heard on an audiobook, was trying to organize your thoughts. It's definitely something I don't do, but definitely something we should all do. Organizing your thoughts so that in your mind you don't feel like you're everywhere and you can't focus on a certain thing. Which goes back to why I have 5 goals instead of my 25 goals. I have my 5 main goals, and eventually I know I'll get to all my goals. But starting with 5 goals that are most important, because if you have too many things on your mind, it'll stop you from focusing on the rest of the stuff. I don't know exactly who said that, but I know I heard it somewhere. So writing down a lot of things is a good thing. And I know back in the day when I was in high school, middle school, you had to write a lot of stuff. Nowadays, writing has become something that is not used as much, unless you're gonna write a signature or something like that, but it's not done that much, but it definitely has to be definitely something we should do a lot more, writing things down, organizing your thoughts, organizing goals. Daily goals are great too. Week goals and month goals, year goals, 6 month goals, definitely something great. And I don't do it, which that's definitely a hypocrite for that, but I'm being honest as well. You know, I like to be honest and I like to be straight up. So I hear all the time, you know, hey, write your goals down. And sometimes I definitely get distracted. I write a couple goals down, but not the way I'm telling you right now, that a week goals and month goals. So definitely something that I should start doing for sure. And yeah, so also something I struggle with, I don't know, I mean, I'm sure other people struggle with, is routines. Routines to me tend to be kind of hard. I tend to start doing something and after a while I get bored of it and I throw that routine out. I pretty much go back to my normal self and then I start another routine. So it probably goes back to the same thing of finishing things. I struggle with that, but you know, I should definitely find a way to switching it up. Maybe making short-term routines, you know? Maybe making short-term routines. Because long-term routines tend to be very hard for me to focus on them. Audiobooks. I enjoy audiobooks. Now I feel like this was like a biography of myself, but... overall, I feel like for my first podcast, I'm very happy, very excited to hear. Excited ain't the right word. Nervous, very nervous to hear my podcast, and but excited I got it. Happy that I took the time, and a lot of things. I'll end this podcast with this thing. A lot of times we think we don't have the time to do something, and we definitely have the fucking time to do it. I mean, I just cussed because I was thinking about Gary Vee, but we have the fucking time to do it. We have more than enough time to do what we want to do, and we fall in the distractions of every day, and the laziness takes over our thought of mind. But if we were to focus a little bit on one certain thing, say I focus just on reading a certain chapter, and that chapter teaches me something that I didn't know before, and the next day I apply what I learned on that chapter, and from applying that I learned on that chapter, that brought me new results I had never seen before, and from those results people see a change. Say it brought me doing podcasts and people start hearing me, they start hearing my ideas, my goals. And then they learn something from me. And they learn, you know, we're very similar in these aspects and different on this aspect. But it's very interesting what you said. And from hearing all that, people get to know you a lot more than they did before. And it all came from trying something new. So I'm very happy with trying this podcast. I'm very excited to hear myself and for people to hear me. And for them to know that I have similar goals and different goals. But the main thing overall is to be able to share this and hopefully connect a lot more. So thank you, my first ever podcast. I enjoyed it. Let's try it again. Thanks. Welcome back to my second podcast. This is Rogelio Paulo Fox Jr. So right now I've been reading a book and I came up with some questions and answers. And I thought it'd be pretty nice if I recorded it and let you see what you think about it. The name of the book is Put Your Dream to the Test by John C. Maxwell. And some of the questions were these. Yeah. One of the questions was, am I living my dream? And I think I'm not living my dream right now. I think there's still things that I have to discover about myself. I'm still questioning myself, and that's probably why I'm searching right now, reading books and trying to see if what I'm currently doing, what I'm currently doing right now is what I was meant to do, or if there's a bigger purpose for why I am here and why I'm living the life I'm living right now. Another question was, what should I do with my life? And I feel like I should live it as happy as possible, grateful for all the blessings I have, which I'm very, very thankful for that. And especially my son, the best thing that has happened to me. And I have to live it like it's the last day, you know. Try to do more out of each day. Try to be a better person. Try to learn and teach what I can teach to others, and try to make the best of it. Another question was, everyone wants to be successful, but nearly everyone defines success differently. How do you define it? I think success is a person that is honest to himself, works hard, gets things done, doesn't give up, wants to be a better person, and is always learning, and cares about his family. I think that's a successful person right there. I mean, that's what I would think. And there's a lot more things, but those are my main ones. Another question is, do people really care about you? And I think people really do care about me. I think, you know, my family, they're very loving. And my brothers, my father, my mother, I think they do. And
But I think something that comes from the book is that a lot of times you're trying to live your dreams, but you're also trying to live dreams for other people, or you're trying to live in a way that other people want you to live, and you think that they really care if you end up doing that dream or not. And in your mind, you might think, oh, you know, I really have to do it, because if not, they're not going to be happy. But I think they really don't care. I think it's just a thought in your mind. And I think everybody is just trying to care about themselves in the way of, I'm just focusing on myself, and the other person is just focusing on themselves. So I know it's a little bit confusing, but I do think people care about me. I just think that they don't care if they don't care what I'm doing. They just care that I'm all right and I'm okay. Another question was, you are not an accident, this is actually a quote, yeah, and it's, you are not an accident, you are here for a reason, written by Ralph Waldo, and I like that quote. I mean, I think it's a great quote. I don't think anybody's an accident. I think if we made it here and we're here currently, I think there's a purpose behind it, and I think we're all trying to figure that out. I think we're all trying to find out why is it that we're here, and why is it that we're living the life that we're living. The reason I think I'm here in my world is, I think I was, in a way, I was put here to be a leader. I'm the oldest in my family. I'm the oldest boy. I have three younger brothers. I have five sisters, and I'm the oldest out of all of them, and I think that in some way I was put here so I could be an example to them. I could help them out throughout their lives and try to advise them and care for them as much as possible. And also in the career choice I have right now, it also requires me to be a leader. It requires me to be a responsible person, respectful, hardworking, and care for my crew, and try to be a example for them and get them to work as hard as possible so that the company can see results from my company's side. And I have to be a leader to them as well. And then I also have to be a leader to my son, who's the third generation. And he's the third generation. He's named after me, and he's named after my father. And I want to make sure that I can be the best father possible. I want to make sure that I can teach him great values. Teach him to be a hardworking person and grow up to be a leader himself and be a respected person, be a caring person. Be a person who is happy with themselves. And so I feel like that's the reason why I was put here in this earth, for that reason. Another question was, when you look back at your life in the future, will you sense you lived your life to the fullest? I definitely hope I can one day. I know I'm not there, and I mean, there's things I want to change, but I definitely hope I can look back later on and be like, I did everything that I had to do, and I got to live it the way I wanted to live it. There's definitely some changes I have to make. I have a lot of things to learn, but I'm hopeful that it will happen. Another question was, what would I do if I had no limitations? And what I put was, I would try everything. I would not be scared of trying anything. I would not be scared that it would be a waste of time, because I would know I couldn't fail. Knowing that you have no limitations at all and you can do it all, you pretty much feel unstoppable. I would try even harder things, because my limitation would be unlimited. So sometimes I feel like we stop ourselves from doing harder things because we feel like we're not capable of doing that certain thing, because in our mind it's so hard. But if I didn't have no limitations, then I would try everything. But it goes to show you that maybe that feeling is just a wall put in your mind, and if you figure a way to become more confident in yourself, more comfortable with yourself, it will be a lot easier to not go over that wall, but just pretty much go around it, you know, and push your limits. And so if you create a mindset where you tell yourself, you know, there's no limitations to myself, maybe yourself will try to do new things. And I mean, this podcast, I mean, I would have never thought I would have been trying it out. Would have never thought I would have been actually giving it a chance, but the first one was hard, and the second one is still hard, and it's gonna be hard for a while, but at least I know that it's a possibility now. So I have some more questions right here. Bear with me. Another question was, what would I do if I only had 5 years of life? And I mean, that's kind of like, well, you know, I hope they don't tell me that, you know, because, I mean, I put it down on paper, but I know they told me I only have 5 years of life. I'd definitely be kind of depressed for a good minute, you know. But if, you know, so they did tell me that, and I was able to go over my, and it's crazy because a lot of us, we always say, they tell me, oh, well, how long do you think you're gonna live? And I'm currently 28, so I'm thinking, oh, I'm gonna live to 100 years old, which I think I'm being greedy, you know, I shouldn't be thinking that way. And but they told me, oh, you have 5 years of life. And I'm like, I'll probably start freaking out. I'll be like, oh my God, but 5 years of life is a long time, you know? And so if they were to tell me I only have 5 years of life, I wrote this down, and who knows if I would actually do it or not, but more likely I think I would. And sorry about that, just my allergies are annoying me right now. And I can't stop the podcast, it just keeps going, so sorry about that. But if I only had 5 years of life, I would spend it with my son, definitely put as much memories as I can in my son's mind. And by that, I mean, they told me right now, he'd probably be 6 by the time I left. So I definitely would want him to remember me as much and record as much video as possible, content, spend with my family as much time, you know. I'd definitely probably be like, you know, don't want to work. I just want to stay home. So I'd definitely be like that. And find a way to set up my family. So, I mean, I said I wouldn't be working. So finding a way to set up my family, if you think about it, and nowadays there's plenty of ways you can stay home and have a business from your house. You can go online, go on the internet, your phone, apps, create stuff online, or just do the research and non-stop research. And if you knew your time was limited in this planet, you would put unlimited amount of efforts and time into some research, into finding a way so you can set up your family for the future, and maybe even find a way to leave the best impression of yourself in the world. I mean, if I knew I didn't have much time, I would feel like I gotta get to it. And maybe a lot of us, including myself, need to create this mindset or pick up this mindset that's how we should be living our life. We should be living in a way that if I only had a certain amount of time, if I only had one day, if I only had 1 week, 1 year, 5 years, man, you know, I need to like get off the chair, get off the couch and start doing something, start putting the effort in making a change for my future, for my family, whatever things I have in my mind, but get to it, you know. Definitely something that we should all look into, bettering ourselves, but right now and not later. What would I do if I had unlimited resource? And unlimited resource could be anything. If I had unlimited money, I'd probably invest it so I could multiply that money. If I had a resource that came to people with knowledge or success, I'll probably, you know, find some mentors, learn as much as possible, and create an idea, create something. And or come up with a way to make an impact in this world if I had unlimited resource. So find a way that can benefit myself and benefit other people. What would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? And I know everybody wish they could feel this way. I know everybody wish they could just go ahead and try stuff and not be any way of failing. But the honest truth, sometimes failing is, I mean, you do fail at certain things. Yeah, you can't take a test and you fail the test, and yeah, but if in a way, if you could look at things in a way that you didn't really fail, like, you might have been like, I failed at doing this, but I really didn't fail because I sort of still learned something, or I sort of still got something out of it. And if you couldn't fail also, I'd probably try things out. Okay, I got a little bit wrapped up on this question, but I'll just skip it. Yeah. Next question was, what are my gifts? And my gifts, I put, I'm curious, I'm always trying to learn, always trying, you know, I'm trying this podcast out. I don't know what I'll try tomorrow, but I'll figure it out. I'll try something else. I'll try and learn from books. I'm passionate about what I do. I try to, my father would always tell me, if you're going to do something, do it right the first time. Your work speaks for yourself, so always try to do a good job. I'm bilingual, so definitely being able to speak English and Spanish es una bendición de verdad. Y me da gusto que cuando estaba pequeño, mi papá y mi mamá siempre quisieron que hablara español en la casa, y cuando fuera a la escuela hablara inglés. Y me da gusto porque creo que ahora que puedo hablar los dos lenguajes, estoy muy agradecido con ellos por eso. And I think I'm more responsible person. I think my parents or my brothers or anybody else can ask me for a favor or for something, and I'm a responsible person. I'm coming to the end already, but I appreciate you still sticking around for my questions and answers, so thank you. The question is, sorry about that. Question is, what are the five things I like about myself? I like that I try new things. That I work hard. I care about my family. I'm there as much as I can for them. I think I'm a nice person. I mean, that's an opinion. I haven't asked nobody, but I'm sure there's somebody that thinks I'm a nice person. I believe in God, and I think that's something that drives me a lot. My belief in God, my belief for being here in this world, for being where I'm at now. I feel there's a purpose, and I feel that God will help me find that purpose. And I like that about myself. I like that I can have that belief and know that eventually I will be able to find that dream of mine, that dream that I have of feeling accomplished in this world. I know I will be able to, so hopefully it happens. And what people make me feel, okay, I skipped that question. My last question was, what moment of personal triumph do I remember? And I guess the greatest moment of triumph to this day that I can remember, that I can think of, is definitely when my son was born. My son was born June 2018 on the 21st. We're both, what is that, June 21st, 2018. So he's my junior. He's Rogelio Palafox the third. He was born in the same month as me, 20 days after my birthday. And it's just the greatest feeling knowing that there's someone that you have brought in. I mean, I didn't bring him into this world, but you know what I mean. You feel like a purpose of why you're here, and you feel like you're passing on a torch to another generation, from my father to me to my son. You feel so much gratitude with God for the amazing feeling, and it's definitely to this day the greatest moment in my life. That moment when I feel like in an instant, just when I just saw him for the first time, my life changed completely, and I couldn't be any more thankful for having him, for being his father, and knowing that from that point, from that first day I saw him to the rest of my life, I have to be a good leader to him. I have to be a good father, a good friend, a role model, and try to do everything possible to protect him and teach him his values and ethics and his languages, teach him to be a good person, to give back, to care about his family. And it's definitely the greatest feeling ever. Definitely the greatest moment of my life. And so I will never forget that. I want to end this with a quote from Mr. Les Brown. Find out what if you want. Find out what it is that you want and go after it as if your life depended on it. Why? ? Because it does. And I think that's a powerful one, because we come into this world, we live our life, but you don't want to exit this life like you never found what your purpose was. You don't want to feel like you got to the end of the road and you never find out what your purpose was, and why it is that you came here in the first place, why it is that they sent you from wherever they sent you. And so I think we all need to do some soul searching and find out what makes us happy, and who cares what other people are doing. Just simply whatever makes you feel good and what makes you feel successful, and that you know personally that you're just happy and you're in a good zone, and figuring it out as soon as possible, because we don't know how long this journey will be. We're all here for a different amount of time. So being able to learn as fast as possible, do the research as many hours as possible, put out as much content as possible, spread your word, spread your ideas, spread your love, and do it now and not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So definitely try to find out what it is, you know, that you want. Live your dreams and be a better person. So that was pretty much my podcast for today. I appreciate it. You know, thank you for bearing with me, and thank you for being a part of this journey that I'm starting now. You know, second podcast. Hopefully one day I get to Mr. Joe Rogan. Has like a thousand so much podcast, and I love his content, and hopefully I get there one day. But another one, Mr. Gary V, big fan of him. And yeah, so I know that in order to get there, I have to keep practicing, keep discovering myself, and trying things out. You guys do the same. Y'all take care, and thank you.